I mean, the judge had no mercy. He was still getting there, and she said, "Oh, it's awful. It's awful, Your Honor." I was just looking at her from where I was sitting. You know, from where I was sitting at my table with my attorney, I was just looking at her saying that. Restrain your client. I'm going to have to find him in contempt. It was not an amicable divorce. Still up to say, "Well, Your Honor, he abused." I said, "The sleazebag is lying." He said, "Silence, silence in the courtroom." She said, "I gave up my whole career. Yes, I was going to go on to become a nurse and have a very successful career of my own. But oh, no, he could never stay in one town long enough. As a boss jock traveled around, so I gave up my career to establish a house for him and to maintain so that he can go on and become a successful boss jock. And now that he's a successful boss jock, he wants to dump me so he can go out and hobble anything with a hole in a heartbeat." I said, "Why, you knew." And the attorney grabbed me. I went, "Oh, it was awful." And the judge said, "I've seen your kind before. You use this woman so you can get where you are, and then you're done with her. Ah, well, let me tell you something. She gets half of everything, do you hear? Half of the cash, half of the savings. She gets to keep the house. She gets to keep the car. You finance her college education." I mean, he was running up so many bills, I just sat there saying, It was awful. The judge went on and on. He said, "You will pay her alimony. You will establish her as an RN if she needs books." And I'm thinking to myself. But I think the thing that bothered me most in the whole divorce settlement was that she got to keep the dog. And I love that dog. Oh, man, that dog. Oh, I love that dog. I said, "Boy, you're going to have to stay with Estelle." I know, but the judge said you got to stay with her. From now on. Poor fella, I rubbed him behind his ears. Yeah, I always suspected her of abusing that dog. You know, I had visitation rights. At least on the weekend, I could come by and throw the stick around for him. But I always suspected her of abusing that dog. And sure enough, one day, I got the goods on her. Yeah, the dog was choking there. Then he choked to death. We took him to the emergency room. Turned out he was strangling on a Norform.
Nobody else has the Grease Man.
Yeah.
Because nobody else has the tuna. The Grease Man on DC 101.